Just in and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Welcome to the friend zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the friend zone.
Let's start the show. I'm in the zone.
This is the friend zone. I'm Dustin Ross, and this is the news that you can use. First up, Erica Mena, because the men are plural, posted a video online addressing critics of her husband, Safari Samuels, that call him corny. She said since they have an OnlyFans, the least y'all could do is call him porny. Next, 20-year-old woman who was pronounced dead was found breathing and alive at a Detroit funeral home. True story, this happened this week.
What?
Yes, the discovery was made by the overnight cleaning crew who was mopping the cooler while listening to Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion's hit WAP when they began to hear faint finger snaps.
That's how okay, they found the see, person. You see.
But it really did happen, though, for real. And I finally, really we're going to close it out. Finally. The world's greatest sprinter, okay? Usain Bolt. You all are familiar with him, right?
Yes.
Usain Bolt.
Absolutely.
He has announced that he has tested positive for coronavirus.
Oh, no.
Yep. In a statement to People.com, the athlete actually praised the virus as the only bitch that ever caught up to me.
Wow.
I wrote that. So, welcome to the Friend Zone, your weekly look into all things mental health, mental hygiene, and mental wellness. Because who in the hell wants a musty brain? None of us do. Fran, how you doing?
I'm amazing, but I'd love to know why your Zoom name is Butt Out.
And he said, well, he was going to be good. Like, are you serious?
I've always thought that the word buttock was very, you know, chic in a sort of like town and country.
Kind
of, yeah, think like equestrian town and country. It sounds like a, you know, the Buttock Ranch or something. I don't know. I've just always thought it was esteemed. And, you know.
Wow. He braised my buttock. Mm-hmm.
Y'all,
it looks very aggressive.
Else. So, Asante, this week you have the black business for us. Hit us with
Yes. I am holding the black business this week. I'm hesitant to share this black business just because I should not be encouraging certain activities such as going outside. But this is a black business that, you know, things are going to be open. I don't know how long this is going to be out in the economy, but it's something worth sharing. You know, they went out on a limb and they did something great. I want to give a shout out to Sarah, who writes in, "Hey, Friend Zone crew. This is a hope all is well. I know you highlighted a black owned business and I wanted you to highlight Movies in Your Car, the first black owned drive-in theater in New York City, Jamaica, Queens, to be exact. The reimagined black-owned drive-in theater brought to you by Bounce Playground at York College Performing Arts Center in Queens, New York City. It's next Saturday. They're showing Transformers and Shottas. So if you want to check out..."
You said...
Yeah. Black-owned. You know I like me a black-ass business.
You don't say.
Range.
Transformers and Shottas.
Shottas. That's
black
right.
Black-owned and black program.
Oh, shit.
This that new Nas song, Ultra Black.
I love it. You know, that's why I was like, I'm hesitant to share, but you know, y'all gonna go outside and social distancing. It's a drive-in. So
bend
it's the black.
Wide.
If you want to go out, it's called go to moviesinyourcar.com. And again, that's in Jamaica, Queens. It's at the Bounce Playground at York College Performing Arts Center. So check it out. I'm telling
that's
you.
That's bomb. Again, I'm so into this whole resurgence of drive-in theaters. I've always loved them, but we didn't have them anywhere near us. Mm-mm. So I like that some have popped up in Brooklyn. Now you're telling us about Queens. So
yeah.
I'm in. I'm going to check it out.
I ain't
soon.
Got no damn car.
We rent one.
I mean.
Would it be tacky to Uber or drive-in?
Could you imagine be like, I got you for the next 2 hours?
It's a badass movie.
So before we get started, do any of you have any announcements to make?
No. Nothing over here.
But shout out to Greg at American Airlines. Thank you so much for the hospitality and the wonderful, wonderful message and note. Thank you.
Hey, hey.
Another one.
Yep, just the hospitality, the love has been amazing.
That is I was asleep,
and they gave a note to Lil Baby. When I woke up, I was like, look, you got that. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, so it was cool. Oh, go ahead.
That's so cute. I'm traveling next month, so.
All right.
Yes. That's going to be my first flight in 2020.
We got you covered in the hand.
Ooh, wee. So with that being said, last week's episode titled, Oh My God, Dustin Ross.
Oh my God, y'all really like that part of last week.
It was the Asante Smith takeover. We discussed Cardi and Meg's WAP. And then went down memory lane of the most sexually explicit and controversial songs of our time. Do you know I got a campaign offer for me to do a reaction video to WAP on YouTube?
And so when are you shooting? Because I know you said, hell yes.
I won't even say which company it was. I'll tell y'all that off the record.
Okay, okay.
But as always... Those of you listening, those of you listening had a lot to say.
Wah, wah. I would have been like, yes.
Who stood out to you, Asante?
Well, a lot of people stood out to me, but I wanted to direct your attention to one Veronica who I owe an apology to.
Oh, God.
To.
Let's not even.
I just want to apologize to Veronica, again. Not the other one. Not the other one.
Oh, okay.
Because Veronica.
I'm like, please, let's not bring that up again.
Veronica is the one I said suck. And Veronica, you do not suck. So I would like to tell you on air, you do not suck. And for everybody that heard that, you don't suck. It's another young lady whose name I will not give light to. You wrote in, you wore me down. That's all you get. Now, this Caroline, I want to share with you just because Fran had a really good topic. I'm so sorry.
Caroline.
Dustin.
She's the reason for the word, bitch. Remember, that's what the song said.
I hope she's beating on the way to the club. She's looking in the mirror trying to fix her makeup.
Crash into a ditch. Just playing.
This is not that Caroline, but this Caroline wrote in actually discussing Fran's topic a while back. I wanted to just touch on this because I really, really enjoyed Fran's topic. And all the people keep writing in, it's like, damn, y'all keep touching on some really good stuff. But she writes, I was just watching a virtual album launch for an artist, Sauti Sol, an amazing Kenyan group, and was reminded of this episode that you guys had. One of the members of the group is gay. And last week in a group picture, he appeared with his partner.
Why are you laughing?
I did hit it pretty hard. I did hit it pretty hard.
Dustin Ross.
One of the members
God.
Is gay.
Okay.
Is he gay? I know gay.
Did I say it like that? I didn't. Okay, wait. You. One of the
Why is he happy?
I already see what kind of episode we
Boy, he's a gay. One of the, I have to tell you, one of the members, he is gay.
What is this accent, Dustin?
I don't know. It comes from Boomerang. Remember when Grace Jones was like, I know gay. He's gay. And he's definitely gay. He is gay. So one of these members is gay.
Asante, please.
Hey, y'all. I was just watching a virtual album launch for Sauti Sol, an amazing Kenyan group, and was reminded of this episode you guys did. One of the members of the group is gay. And last week in a group picture, he appeared with his partner.
Why would you read it again?
Sadly, a vocal bigoted minority has decided. Okay, so can we just. Okay, thank you. Sadly, a vocal bigoted minority has decided to cancel them due to this ungodly display / openness. I mean, it is ridiculous. So it's like, it wasn't at all a secret that this artist was gay. They've been in the top musicians over the greater part of 10 years. They're lies, honestly, and good riddance. But I think it comes from the same source as the cancellation of wet-ass pussy. It says WAP. I just want to say it out loud. Many people have restricted ideas of what constitutes good slash decent and feel that it offers responsibility to keep the same, often miserable and suffocating restrictions instead of living and let live or opening their worlds. Thought I'd share an angle and also wanted to share some Saudi visuals for you all. So if you all wanted to check out Saudi Soul, there's a first single called Susanna. There's also another song called Surayako. And that's it. So thank you so much, Caroline.
Before she goes.
Before she goes.
And thank you, Caroline, for being here, for listening, for all of that. I thank you, and I mean that. But I just want to say it be your own people because Caroline's, she made a point with what she said, right?
Yeah.
We get it. The point. But we ain't have to know nothing about none of them people she told us about, nor the pictures. We ain't have to know none of them people's business. You know what I'm saying? For her to make her point, compare and contrast on your own time. Okay, we have to know nothing about them people, nothing about what they had did and been photographed in the pictorials.
She was saying the fact that they got canceled because of that photo.
It was shade.
Get out of here, Fran. It was shade. What did you find?
And like they said, Caroline.
No,
she's the reason for the.
What did you find in those SoundCloud streets? Please take
so the on SoundCloud, Elena Bro said, so a very problematic song that I just adore and it makes me so sad is Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the Children. Do y'all remember that song?
Yes.
First of all, that song is so bomb when you listen to it. It's similar to what I was saying about me and Xavier loving the Amel LaRue song, but it's actually about mass shooting. Which I don't think most people have realized if you listen. Look at Dustin's face. If you listen to the lyrics, it's a song. That's why Pumped Up Kicks. So that kids that are running through the hallways, avoiding the mass shooters. I know. Listen to it now that you know. That's something that I found out a couple of years ago, which I hadn't even realized.
See,
I guess it's one of those things where you just don't pay attention that hard, which is kind of strange that we're really like that.
When you don't pay attention to the music, I know it's not good, but for me, it just keeps me a tad innocent and ignorant to certain things. And I find older people be doing the same thing sometimes when they be singing a song and they don't know that, like, it's dirty stuff that they're talking about. So it's like, I don't know. Where do you draw the line? What's right? What's wrong? I don't fucking know, okay?
It just shows you the power of melody, too, that you can get carried away with a song without listening to the lyrics. So, Dustin Ross, what about you? What'd you find in the Twitter streets?
A couple tweets. First of all, I want to give a shout out to @SGRATE_ who tweeted a photo of some undercover NYC cops in the subway. Right? Y'all see that? What they look like?
Oh, my God.
Okay, and he captioned the photo, "One thing about undercover cops, they're going to dress like John Cena."
And you always know it's them because they wear those armbands.
They wear those goddamn armbands.
Come on.
Oh my, because they have to, bitch. You work for us, you public servant. Now, I also want to give a shout out to BBW Conquistador @TheRealShamIAm.
Okay.
Who tweeted cold cut coochie sandwich hours? It just resonated with me. Speaking of, I also want to give a shout out to @IshaThorpe, IshaThorpe, who quoted a video of Shirley Bassey performing, who much flowers in reference to Shirley Bassey, of course, who was performing Hey Big Spender. And Isha Thorpe quoted that tweet saying, "Shirley Bassey walked so city girls could run." Mm. And with that, we're going to move on into the next segment. Mm.
So today's episode, as you guys who follow our schedule will already know, is a shoot the shit episode, meaning no segments, just saying whatever comes to mind. In other words, brace yourselves. It's also going to be a shorter episode than normal because of some scheduling conflicts, but we're still going to make it the best. So before we get started, you know how we do. Check-in, mental health check-in. It is month 6 about to be? Of quarantine, how are you guys feeling mentally, emotionally, spiritually? Talk to me, my Nubian kings.
Well, I'm doing better than I was. Oddly enough, the quarantine has been like the least of my concern. The quarantine's just been affecting everything that has affected me. Like, if that makes any sense. So like quarantine itself doesn't like bother me. The idea of like staying home or just going out for essentials doesn't bother me, but everything else, like, because quarantine was a strain on like my previous landlord that had to push me out, you know what I'm saying? Like, because quarantine's a stress on like, you know, restaurants closing or like, you know, the laundry closing around me, like that makes me have to go somewhere else. And those are all sad things for those people, and it makes me feel bad and helpless that I can't do anything. So that's kind of the part of quarantine that affects me, but like not so much as like the having to stay home or not like go to the club as much or not be out. But I do see like the tweets from you guys when it's like episodes, when we've done our live shows, and I'm like, damn, I do miss being on the road, but I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. Just the other shit that's getting me, but quarantine ain't getting me. How about you, Dustin?
You know, listen, this is the most unbelievably shitty and fascinating time that I have ever lived in my personal lifetime, right? I'm literally seeing things happen that I have never imagined, you know, taking place before. So here we are. So I've just been focusing on trying to better myself in every way during quarantine. Be better, do better, feel better, fuck better, everything. Just be better, you know what I mean? And so and so that's what I'm on right now. Work is good, life is good, love is good, everything is good. And I just want to maintain that. And as the bumps come along in the road, goddammit, we're going to hold on, you know, and just brace ourselves and go over them and get past it. Because if Donald Trump's terracotta ass can become the president of the United States and single-handedly ruin our country, not our country, but this country, our country in this sense, it's our conversation, hell, our country. You know, if he can ruin that country, you know, and literally cripple the economy, the global economy to its knees, anything is possible, you know, anything. So I'm going to go after my big gets. I'm going to go after my big grabs. I'm going to be incessantly pursuing of the long-term goals that I have. And that's just what I've been focusing on. What am I tired of? Not being able to get a large refill size of antibacterial soft soap. What am I tired of? I'm tired of outdoor dining. I be feeling like I'm risking my life. We were sitting at Melba's the other night on, you know where Melba's is.
I love Melba's.
In Harlem. Ooh. And we weren't sitting on Frederick Douglass. We were sitting on whatever that cross street is, like 114th or whatever that is.
Ooh.
And I was so comfortable, relaxed, and great conversation, you know, arms on the back of the bench, you know. And I'm sitting, and I saw some headlights that looked like them ones that was in that car on the Green Book coming down the... barreling down the street and shit, and I felt the wind of the rearview mirror brush up against my shoulder blades and shit. So I sat up. I said, "God damn!" It startled me. I knew outdoor dining wasn't as safe as you know we have begun to. You know what I'm saying? I'm starting to get nervous. So I now sit on the other side of the booth, but I still go. So that's the kind of shit that I'm tired of. you know, other than that, I'm just trying to stay positive and take advantage of the fact that things are still slower than what our normal pacing was, and just soak it in and really follow through with things that I start. And just, I'm just trying to, you know, it's improvement. What's the name of that show where the man put the fence over his face and we never saw his face when he was talking to the neighbor? Home Improvement. This is the season of Home Improvement. That's what this is. Fran, E2.
Right, how you feeling, Fran?
Well, Batak. I too am very happy.
Period.
No, I mean, I'm happy with a lot of the smaller things, like sleeping well again. Like, there's, while things are still pretty crazy and up in the air, there are certain day-to-day things that are finally feeling normal again. You know, like even going to the supermarket. Remember, there was a period where you couldn't even really get groceries with ease. You'd have to wait on long lines. Now things are like slowly getting back to normal in those ways, you know, so I can appreciate that at least.
Still, you know,
work
bounty
is good. You're not fighting bounty?
Not the, well, you know, I like the 18th. I'll tell you later. Go ahead.
But yeah, work is good. Health is good. Love is good. All that is really good.
So work is good. Health is good. So work is good, good, right, friend?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Asante, you heard that, friends. Work is good. Mm-hmm. There's a list. Health. Health is good. That's of the utmost importance to us, you know, for you.
We so want your good. Health to be good. Health so is good.
Okay, Asante, you said so good. Your health. Okay. Asante, you got that, right?
Yep. We had two.
Next up, friend. Love, number three. Now, love. Love.
Mm-hmm. Love
exciting
is good.
And new. Come aboard. We'll mm-hmm. be waiting. Okay, so it's love is good, friend.
Yeah, there's really not much I can complain about, and all my friends around me are doing good. We all no love care of each though. Other.
We love we your friends. We love you. You know? But we already asked each other how we was doing. So I, you know, an educated guess here would be that you weren't talking about, you know, a friendship. I just wanted to just you know, give you opportunity to be clear because I know that's important to you. You ain't friend don't like being misunderstood and fucked up. You know what I'm saying? She like her shit clear, crystal clear, and I just want to make sure love was good.
Yes, love is very good, and everything is very good. And you know what? I finally, after so many years of talking about it, I finally picked the city that I am moving to next year.
No, you didn't. You already
wait a minute.
You already live in it. I don't want to hear this, and I don't like
I
none of it.
I finally did.
Wait. What you mean, though?
I ain't standing for it.
I finally picked the city.
What you mean?
It's been
though?
A long time. And it's funny because I've been telling Jade and Crystal and they're like, well, shit, we all out. I'm like, let's do it. Fuck it. New York just doesn't, I don't feel aligned with it. And y'all know I've been wanting to kind of bounce around. And then, of course, I was looking at Portland and now that shit is like gone to hell. I don't know what's going on in Portland, but I finally decided on one. And I'm excited. I'm not renewing my lease next year. That's how
yes,
I've decided
is.
To just.
Yes,
that's how I decided
are.
To finally make the jump. Y'all's faces is so funny. But you know, yeah, so things are moving. 2021, I feel like I just needed a big, huge change because.
How
I just
huge
started
we talking?
Huge change.
How far are we talking?
Life change. Personal change, though. This has nothing to do with work, but just huge. Personal
how long
changes
we talking?
That are happening. I don't want to say when.
I'm just playing.
Or what, none
is
of it.
Is it a light travel day to come have lunch with you? Can I do a day trip? Can I do a day trip?
You could do a day trip.
Okay.
Don't worry, I'm not moving. I'm
yeah.
not moving to Sweden.
Okay,
I'm not
no Maya.
Sweden.
I love Maya. And I just DM'd Maya and told her how inspired I was by
you
the
don't
way
need
she
a
is.
Passport to
okay,
come
cool.
see me.
Okay,
no.
Cool. See? That's where we
and
meet.
Maya, can we just talk about how Maya is just like, her pictures. She FaceTimed me the other day from her freaking garden with her dog running in the background. I was just like, girl, you did
Jackie.
It.
I want to smoke in her greenhouse so bad, but I don't think I don't know the Swedish laws and shit, but I want to do it so bad. It's paradise. Ooh. I'm so
it
happy
it is
for
heaven.
Her.
It is. She wakes up and she does yoga and her backyard with the flowers and all her fruit and vegetables that she's been planting, her dog running free and happy. I'm like, come on, dog.
That
like,
produce. I saw where Maya posted her? That. So we're talking about
zucchini.
Shameless Maya. Everybody knows that. But that produce she got from her, was it her neighbor friend?
And yes, she said her she neighbor's a farmer.
God, it was the most vibrant. That shit looked. I said, well, what was it from the Crayola farm? The color was so goddamn vibrant. I said, damn.
Dog, let me tell you, they're living so lovely. So I'm so happy just seeing my friends.
Life.
Yeah, man. A lot of my friends are going to move next year. Like a lot of my friends are moving next year. And we're all in search of, you know, more alignment and just locations that are just more refreshing. I've been kind of tired of the big city living for a while now. And I'm just ready to just be my full out hippie self. So I'll let you guys know off the record. Look at this.
There is an article in the New York Post by this guy named James Altucher. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but his article is called New York City is Dead Forever.
Yeah, and it was trash.
It was trash. But I'm so pissed to hear that you want to move.
New York will never be
It's
dead.
Never going right. to die.
That's Cut why his ass out, friend, native New Yorker.
That's why when Jerry Seinfeld came in. Was,
because, yeah, I saw Seinfeld's response, which was kind of funny. But I do think, you know, he's talking from a place of privilege. Like, a lot of us, we are New York. You guys just get to bounce around when you feel like being here. And then when things get tough, you leave. You know what I mean? New York has always been a magical, amazing place. Yes, shit's going to change. Yeah, things are going to be different, but for the most part, I don't think the city will ever not be New York. You know what I mean?
And that's it won't on be New York
without you, though, Fran.
That's on the R&B group Odyssey, because Fran is a native New Yorker.
Yeah, like, come on, how many shifts and changes, right. You know? And granted, yeah, I'm leaving, but I've also been here for damn near 40 years. Like, how much?
Right. You didn't put your time in and gave
a lot.
I put
my time in.
And you didn't gave a lot to New York City.
Mm. I sure have. Mm. And there's a lot of young, hopeful people that are going to be moving from their small towns to come fulfill big city dreams. And now my old ass is moving to the small town to just sit my ass down and live out my hippie dreams. So
until I come to town always... and we go to the bar. Hey. I'll be like, Fran, let's go to Main Street. Come on.
To the Main Street. I'm dead. But with that being said, everything's good. A lot of big changes next year that I'm excited about. But I wanted to share good news that I saw on Twitter today.
Okay.
Just kind of kick off the random topics we're about to cover. Did y'all see the tweet from Aaliyah's official estate account?
Sure did. Baby, somebody in the hell left the gate open. Let's just say it.
Listen,
like that.
So first of all, rest in peace. Aaliyah died 19 years ago today. And her estate released a statement saying that they've been in conversation with several music labels and will be posting her catalog, her discography. Look at Dustin. He just put, is that underwear? He just gave himself the Aaliyah bang. But they're going to be putting they're going to be putting her music on digital streaming platforms finally.
Yes. Our prayers have
been
answered.
And this is coming from the official Aaliyah account, the verified account. So
and that family
I'm
going to
go
play.
Ahead. Right. I'm going to go ahead and take that serious and hope that that happens, because it is so devastating not to be able to just listen to Aaliyah whenever we want to.
Right. I still want to read the 4-page letter.
Do you have any of her albums, like the hard copies?
I don't, but I have a whole bunch of... You remember back when you used to make like mix CDs and shit?
Right, same.
Burn CDs or whatever. I got a bunch.
Do they still work,
music.
Though?
Yeah, well, I
they
have
still
a,
work?
Something that they work. Fran, I have something that they still play on.
I got a few gems on an external somewhere. Okay.
Damn, my shits are so old. But I'm happy to see that. I hope that it comes true. I hope it comes true soon. I think considering how intense and heavy 2020 has been, it would be such a breath of fresh air for us to have access to Aaliyah's discography right now.
We need a resolution. Okay.
We need that. Like, legit. So I'm happy about that. And speaking of music, just kind of staying on there.
Ben and Jerry's three new non-dairy frozen desserts are a new twist on vegan euphoria. So many non-dairy flavors, so little time. Ben & Jerry's has three new non-dairy frozen desserts that are made with sunflower butter. Oh, yes. And the Ben & Jerry flavor gurus have taken a big leap this time. Their new non-dairy flavors are the perfect sweet treats for vegans, vegetarians, and everyone in betwixt. Okay? And that's where I land on the spectrum. And so I see all the love. I see everybody sharing the fact that they love the creme brulee flavor like me, as well as the two other fantastic flavors. The sunflower butter is so nourishing, and it just tastes, I don't know, it's just something about knowing it came from a sunflower makes the butter just a little bit more bright. The Ben & Jerry's sunflower butter lineup and the whole non-dairy family at benjerry.com. That is benjerry.com.
Sometimes our food is more than just food. It's an integral part of our community. So this year, Discover is giving $5 million to support Black-owned restaurants, to places like Post Office Pies in Birmingham, Alabama, Back in the Day Bakery in Savannah, Georgia, and hundreds more Black-owned businesses and restaurants in your local community all across the country. Learn how you can show your support at discover.com.
And speaking of music, just kind of staying on there, Brandy versus Monica on Versus.
The ultimate, the epitome of what Versus is. Yes,
we called
it. You Blacks.
So whose team are you on? Dustin, I think you're on Monica's team.
Clearly, blatantly, apparently it is what it is, like this and like that. Okay.
I'm team Brandy just because I just love Brandy, man.
Yeah, like, you got a good heart. I understand. You want to give
people, oh my
you like
God.
To give people second and third and fourth and fifth and seventh and 73rd chances.
I genuinely love her voice. Like I said about her album, I didn't care what she was singing about. I was just happy to hear her again.
You meant that. You stay true to your word.
I was happy to
ten
hear
toes,
again.
10 toes down, friend. I'm not going to take nothing away from her. You know what I'm saying? She is the vocal terms and conditions. Okay? She is. We skip it, but we have to see it. You have to recognize it. You know what I'm saying? So But no one's going to take away from her talent. Wow. Brandy is a world-class, undeniable, incredible, one-of-a-kind talent. And she was a pop star, darling, teen star, on television show Barbie's Play,
period.
Cinderella, you name it. You cannot take that away from her. I think that, you know, it's hard. It's been so much life that's happened, you know, in between that time and now. And and it's hard, you know, to kind of go back and, you know, and resurrect that
oh my
love.
God.
It's there. It's there. You know, it's just buried. So, but with Monica, you know what I'm saying? A person who, industry darling, well liked by all except Master P, but that just capping. So,
yo.
You know, what? I said, well, damn.
We ain't there yet. But we get
why do y'all feel like the
he
Versus?
He about it. What? I said, damn. Like,
y'all feel like the Versus pre-show over here.
What is it? But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait for the arguments, the drinks, the food. I'm going to have a little situation, I think, some socially distant.
Okay.
You know, have a couple people over to the house. You know, it's a whole moment. Shit, I've been waiting ever since. How many times have we said, if you really want to get it shaken, okay, up in here? Why would you not have Brandy and Monica? It's the ultimate battle. And Denver, I believe it was Denver that tweeted that. Shout out to Just Denver on Twitter, my boy from LA. But I think Denver tweeted like Brandy is going to be the first one to throw a little bit of subtle shade, you know, during the battle or whatever. It's going to be Brandy. Watch. Monica going to be being nice.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Brandy going to be sitting up there adjusting a caftan and, you know, she gonna say something. Them braid charms jingling. You gonna hear something.
Oh my goodness.
Watch. And Monica is gonna look, have on her designer shit. You know what I'm saying? Fashion plate she is. And she's been looking so good lately. I mean, she looks so good. Have y'all seen them pictures she been posting?
I did see them.
I mean, don't
was
she look
them on
good?
Twitter.
Like, come
well,
on.
Well, she's single.
Yeah, and an angel of hers. So I just, you know, I'm just here for Monica to take what's rightfully hers. She got the most hits by number. Let's be clear. Most Billboard number ones between her and Brandy. Monica got 3.
Now, you know that Billboard hits does not mean
until
that somebody is more talented.
And I never said that because I recognized both their talent. But Billboard hits don't mean nothing until you enter a literal competition from the songs in your catalog, song by song. So that's why it's okay to pull that to the floor. You know what I'm saying? For consumption, because this is where that data is relevant to you Brandy fans. I love Brandy. Have I ever loved somebody so much it makes me cry? But, you know, I am looking forward to Monica. Sorry. You know, I love Brandy.
I love Monica, too. I'm not even going to act like she wasn't a huge part of our... How old are we when her album dropped? Do you know?
Cussing and fucking.
Wow.
Okay, so we could what relate to the lyrics, friend? That's what I'm trying to say. Like, shit.
Remember her little white shoes that everybody keeps reposting on Twitter? Y'all so terrible.
Talk about Monica being 10 toes down. Shit, I think
you know, I've been quiet, but I'm gonna.
I was gonna say, go ahead and be the tiebreaker.
Come on, Atlanta.
Well, here's the thing.
Ooh.
Okay, so
come on, Mr.
So
Music.
We finna keep it.
Mr.
We finna
Music,
keep it.
Man.
We finna keep it all the way real because when we first started, I was gonna be be like, y'all know how I'm like, oh, well, I'm playing referee. I love both of them. I'm just there for the sisterhood, all that.
I have my finger hovering over the end button on Zoom.
Well, friend, you might have to end me. I don't know. I'm going to say is, all I am going to say is, it don't matter what record Brandy touches, she can do it on her own. Every which time. And I'm only saying that because...
Slow clap.
I'm only saying that because... Monica has worked... And this isn't even a bad thing, but Monica has worked with so many people, right? Like, so many people we love. You know, she does the records with Missy. You know what I'm saying? Like they're just... She did the records with Keisha Cole. Like, there are just so many people that she works with. Brandy usually flies solo. And she can... Like, she has a solid... discography of like solo records, and I'm not taking anything away. I just love the fact that Brandy as an artist can always deliver by herself.
I wonder why. Well,
what's
liked
that supposed to mean?
And
oh,
not.
God.
So that's the difference between the two artists. Thank you very much.
I can appreciate that.
That's what y'all need to know.
I can appreciate.
I can't wait to fight with you in the comments, Dustin. Can't wait.
I can very much appreciate the fact that Brandy has really sat up here and sang her ass off on pretty much any and every song she's been on, whether it's high or low. And, you know, Monica does her thing, and Monica has so many cuts. Like, I love Monica. Don't get it twisted. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So what are you saying? You know what I'm saying? What are you saying, Asante?
It's going... I'm a B-rocker. I'm a B-rocker.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm a B-rocker.
Look, that's fine. We over here. Everybody know what it is. You know what I'm saying? I love them both, but clearly, right. You know what I'm saying? I'm at Monica house. So, you know, y'all have fun. I'm going to be so gone over here with Monica. Thank you very much.
Well, I'll be kicking it with an angel of the sky. We'll be sitting up in our room.
And like Carrie said, we'll be playing. Somebody going to tweet. What song gonna go up against Angel in Disguise? And Carrie said, Angel in Mine, the one that they played on the radio. So, you know, it's just one of them things.
God.
It's just one of them things. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Carrie.
Carrie is Team Monica, too.
Team Monica all day, baby. What you thought this was?
Carrie, shout out to
Carrie.
You're listening.
Carrie's Corner, baby. It's Carrie on Twitter is where you can find him. And that's where you'll see. We are Team Gunica, Team Glockica. Monica got better kids. It's all, I'm telling you, like, what are you, like, what do you, come on, man.
Kids. Oh, my
she
God.
She do. Monica kids got personalities. Like, come on, Well, not better. They both, you know, kids, you know, Jesus. Kids. I love kids. Kids is innocent and nothing to kids. But I believe Brandy daughter 18, so we really can get it popular.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying?
You're going to cuss that right back.
No, I'm just, it's totally jokes.
We know. I just want y'all to know it was really hard for me to choose Brandy because I do love me some Monica. Like, don't get it twisted. Like, I love me some Set It Off. You know, I love me all.
I don't think there's anyone that doesn't. Yeah, Monica.
But when I think
shit.
Of like singing, like, I just think of Brandy. Like, I think of, and when Fran made that declaration.
What's
about,
your favorite Brandy song?
That's not important here.
No, I'm What's asking. I want to know. That's all. What's your favorite Brandy song?
My favorite Brandy song is Put That On Everything.
Yes.
That is a beautiful song.
This isn't my favorite, but I always think about India singing Love Wouldn't Count Me Out. Like that's just, and then I hate that you even said that, friend, because I'm not trying to even call India out, but like every time I think of a Brandy song, I think of India like doing it, and it's just her from practicing and
yeah,
stuff like
you
that.
Can hear the influences on all of, like I said, the majority
India
of my
Sean friends.
India
Sean is an amazing, nobody sounds like her to me. I love India Sean.
Yeah, no,
she don't
India's
sound
like
she
shit.
Don't sound. She don't right, but she don't sound. I mean, you know, I love her sound. You know, I think it's original. Brandy, you know, she inspired a whole lot of people that you know chase them runs and do all that. You know, I'd rather listen to Charlie Wilson. I'm just gonna tell the truth.
Okay, real quick. Speaking of, wouldn't it be real cool if Charlie Wilson came out with a girl group of some singing ass girls, Charlie's Angels? I want somebody to take that. I want somebody to take that. I want somebody to take
that. Would be cute.
Or a restaurant to go up against the OLG. So, three old bitches named Charlie Angels. You know what I'm saying? With good ass food.
Three old bitches.
You know, by the Charlie Christ. Wilson restaurant group. You know, where his homegirls at from high school that he still keep in touch with that can cook.
Hold up. Now that you're saying three old bitches. Have y'all seen that little baby challenge on Twitter?
No.
Please tell me y'all seen it. Please.
No, the what, friend?
No.
You got to break little it down baby. To me. No.
So someone took a picture of little baby.
Oh. And asked their mama.
and they made the picture black and white and then put an old, like, 1970. And then the challenge was you had to text your mama that picture and be like, mama, you remember her from school? And then the mamas was like, I do remember
her. That's such a friend, what old boy said? He was like, my mama just be lying or something. I seen that tweet. I was dying. I do know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. And I think it was the mama was like, yeah, that's Sharnisha Reels. Yeah. And then, so it became like a whole challenge. And then literally 2 days later, little baby was like, tell y'all mamas to stop playing with me.
Hilarious.
Yo, the internet is fucking hilarious. But okay. I had to say that.
Well, I have a perfect segue from here, right? Speaking of the internet and little baby, I ran across a YouTube video from Jada, who is his girlfriend, right?
Oh, yeah, his baby's mom.
Okay, so, like, I liked her personality, you know what I'm saying? And I've seen her name in, like, headlines and stuff. I really didn't know why type shit. But I watched her YouTube video, and then I watched, like, two more.
Oh, Lord Jesus. You know? She has her own thing going on, like, her whole brand herself.
She has a great, watching her interact with her friends and shit, and like, I was like, where's her show? She needs a show.
So she's got that tenacity.
I was so Quibi, Zeus, one Quibi. Of y'all motherfuckers, I'm telling you, like, they need to get with Jada. I was very impressed, Jada, I like that. She's adorable, too. I was so, like, where have I been? Why didn't nobody tell me, like, I don't know nothing about her. So, like, this is all new for me. Like, I just...
Surprising.
I love it. So, shout out to Jada.
I don't know anything about her, but you're making me want to go look, too. Like,
Watch the Tulum video. Okay. Watch the Tulum video. I'm trying to tell you.
What do I just search? Jada Tulum? Like...
Yep, Jada. What's her last name? Is it Sheva? I don't want to mispronounce her last name, but... Isn't it
Sheaves or something?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
But
if
it
I'm
should
saying
just come
right.
up Jayda. But I was very impressed. I like her YouTube channel, so I'm a watching.
Yeah, she's been big on YouTube though, which mm-hmm. is cool because she kind of always had her thing going on outside of him.
I love that. That's why it's like so dope to watch. Like, I don't know. I just really enjoyed her. I really enjoyed her personality.
In life, making small changes to everyday life can lead to positive lifestyle changes. The right towel turns a bathroom into a spa. The right loungewear turns function into luxury. And the right bedding turns a bed into a retreat. You know Brooklinen as the internet's favorite sheets, but they're also home to bedding, loungewear, towels, and more with over 50,000 five-star reviews and counting. Y'all know how I feel about good mattresses and good bedding and good sleep hygiene.
Yes,
and we were blessed with a package from Brooklinen, and let me tell you, it changed the game. Have y'all been sleeping on those sheets?
Yes, absolutely. Sleeping in heavenly peace.
The duvet, the sheets, the pillowcases. I mean, they sent us over a nice little quality collection that we are very excited to receive. Brooklinen was founded in early 2014 by husband and wife duo Rich and Vicky Fulop. They wanted to find beautiful home essentials that didn't cost an arm and a leg. Brooklinen was the first direct-to-consumer bedding company. They worked directly with manufacturers and directly with customers, providing all luxury products without the luxury market. markup. Brooklinen has moved beyond the bedroom to also offer bathroom and life essentials. We like that. You can find super plush or ultralight towels, shower curtains, bath mats, robes, candles even, to add that extra lavish touch. Plus, find silk eye masks, robes, furniture, art and totes, all the final little details that make up your big upgrade. Brooklinen.com is the perfect place to start making small changes that make big differences. So Brooklinen is so confident in their products that all their sheets, comforters, loungewear, towels, you name it, all come with a lifetime warranty. So go make yourself comfortable. Get 10% off your first order and free shipping when you use promo code FRIENDZONE.
Hey.
Only at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen, everything you need to live your most comfortable life. Speaking of things I've been watching, I finally gave The Game a chance.
Oh.
I was telling Crystal and Jade this weekend that I saw them, and I was like, you know, I don't know what it was, but back in the day, I just did not care for that show.
Mm-hmm. How far mm-hmm. did you
it
make
did not
it?
Grab me at all. And people would be like, oh my God, did you see Derwin and what's her name?
Girl Melanie.
Girl Melanie. I'd be like, no, I don't.
So, friend, I'm going to watch
show.
It, too, then.
Tasha Mack.
I have the exact same experience that you have.
You didn't feel called to it either back in the day.
And it was a shit to everybody. What are you watching it on, friend?
On Hulu.
It's all okay, on Hulu.
I'm going to watch it, too. I'm going to try to find the time.
Seasons 1 through 3 are on Netflix now. They just released mm-hmm. them this week. But if you want to pass season, you know, watch past season 3, then all 1 through 9 is on Hulu.
I literally am exactly where you were, and I caught up, like, maybe 2 or 3 months ago. Well, I haven't even finished. The last season, I ain't really finished, and I don't want to say why, but yeah.
You mean all 9 seasons?
Yeah, I randomly just would play
them
in the
background. Are they worth watching? Because people were telling me that I shouldn't watch past season 3.
You can't listen to these people.
True, but, you know, these are diehard fans.
There's this weird thing that happens, because I think The Game got canceled once or twice, but like you
see...
And
it went to BET, right?
Yeah, but you can see like the quality change. Like it goes from like looking like a sitcom to looking like a soap opera. And then around that area, because them later seasons, you really don't need to go into. All I say is, not even that is bad, but really once you pass Girl Melanie and Derwin, you don't really need to go no further. Because
So there's a point where they're not on it anymore?
The only people that have been on every episode of The Game, like this is all I'll give you, is Tasha Mack or Wendy Raquel Robinson and her son on the show.
Malik,
yeah.
Cooch Hall.
Pooch.
Cooch.
Not Cooch. Oh, so they're the only two that's the only originals, and then everybody else leaves?
People come and go.
Well, that's honey,
that mean the business got fucked up, because them Maoris don't move unless the money ain't right. So, you know, for Tia to walk, let me tell you something. Shout out to Tia and Tamara, because they've been working consistently since
childhood.
Okay.
Crazy.
And I respect it in this game. And like I said, they make good decisions. So that means somebody messed some money up, because Tia Maori wouldn't have moved.
Well, I started watching it, and you know, I still was kind of like, not really pulled, but I was like, let me just keep, you know how some shows you gotta like watch
give
back
a chance. Yeah.
Fifth or sixth episode, and then after, I think maybe towards the end of the first season, top of the second season, it kind of started pulling me in. I was like, all right, I'll stick with it, at least watch till the third. So I'm kind of getting, but yeah, I think it's just not for me, to be honest.
Honestly,
whatever it was I didn't connect with before, it just didn't really shift.
Whoever told you could stop at season 3, that might really be it if you make it that far, because they're just...
I think it was Jade that told me that.
Like sound makes perfect sense.
then that's pretty accurate. Then I'm going to trust Jade on that one. Like, yeah, I'm going to second that.
And then Brandy comes in at some point, because I saw her in the cover art on Hulu. I was like, when do you come into this
do
show?
Do you know
everything
what,
but singing new music?
Do you know what Brandy's name
was? Oh my God,
was?
How weird. We just mentioned Jade, and look, she just texted me. That's so creepy.
Do you know what Brandy's name was on the show yet?
Is she Chardonnay?
Yes.
I totally guessed that. I kept seeing the name in the little description. I was like, who is Chardonnay?
And then she'd be acting like Tasha a little bit. So she'd be like, I'm Chardonnay.
So like, it's okay for her to be Chardonnay, but I can't name my daughter Brulé. I seen y'all tweets. I seen all
they
the
loved
tweets.
They loved
somebody
it.
Somebody gonna say it mean burn up or something. Brulé mean dirty or some shit. I was like, ooh, I wish I could see you. I'd hobble your ass. Remember what Kathy Bates did to that nigga in Misery with that wood and that sledgehammer to the ankles? Talking
nah,
about my baby's
I saw a
name.
Bunch of people saying it was cute and
hey,
saying they was going
to real
take
ones,
it.
Right? Thank you
and
to the real
And name their
ones.
Daughters that first.
Brulé.
Can I steal this just for 1 second? Just because you said the real? Garcelle, don't go on the real. That's all I got to say.
See, I like the idea.
Really?
I do. I thought it was a good move for her. I thought the visibility, because the real, remember, they won an Emmy now. Like, they, you know, things are different over there. And I thought that her addition to the cast legitimized the panel in a way that it has not been before for me.
Mm, okay.
I don't know, but I kind of like the idea. I'm interested
to
see what
that.
She's got.
You kind of rounded out a good point because one thing I do like about her on Beverly Hills is that she just be asking them bitches anything. Like she's like, oh, I know you don't talk about money, but how do you make your money? How did you get your like? She just asked, and you're so caught off guard. You just answer the shit, and like she'd be perfect for talk show and television. I just don't
I think
want her
so
to.
Too.
I just don't know how like what the dynamic's going to be. Is there going to be other new people on there? So I guess I'm curious to see how it's going to play out.
I think her and Jeannie going to get into it because they look like they would get on each other's nerves. And so I can't wait. I'm excited to see the eye rolls. I'm excited to feel the tension. I'm finally getting, you know, the view at its worst, which is when the view was at its best. I'm getting those vibes from the real. So, you know, I might even tune back in if, you know, they did Tamar so wrong and low down and dirty. I still might, you know, finally tune back in. Mm.
I'm assuming she's replacing Amanda Seals.
Well, she's replacing Tamara more so because Amanda Seals.
Tamara's leaving.
Yeah, Tamara left.
Oh, she shit. Okay. So it's a whole shakeup then.
That's why I'm saying maybe now, you know, I might go back on over there. And I think
so
a little
what,
birdie
what
said there's going to have a male
like?
Co-host.
Oh, shit. What's Garcelle like? Because I honestly don't know what she's like as a person. I only know her from the Jamie Foxx show. And just from being beautiful. Like, I don't really know much about
how
her
would you describe
media
her personality,
career.
Asante?
She's very like calm, like she's very chill. She almost gives me like she could. One thing I like about Dr. Wendy, I know you're about to be lost for a second, friend, but one thing I like about Dr. Wendy on Real Housewives of Potomac is that she is like she's done the news anchor stuff. So it kind of gives her this edge of like whenever we come to arguing, I can kind of like hear you out. We can like spar like back and forth. So one thing I like about Garcelle, she gives that very like even tempered, I can hear you out. I'm not easily offended and just very light, but it's very like polite, but still with a little bit of an edge. So that's why I could see her being really good for like daytime TV.
I think that she's going to be great and a great addition to the panel. Just based off of me watching her participate in this last season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, right? Garcelle, you know, she was very straightforward. She occupied the space as if she was an actress with a 25, 30-year career or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And had those experiences. She was very transparent about, you know, things that most people would not be. I really like what she brought to the table on The Housewives, and I think that will work well in a talk show panel format. So I think that she won't be afraid to, like, you know, kind of go to the line, per se, with her commentary, but in a very even tone and articulate it's just gonna be good. It's gonna be good. She gonna look good. It's gonna be good. Get all the money, Garcelle. I'm with it.
I just hope she stay doing both. Like, I hope they don't try to
she
be like
doing
all right.
both.
Yeah, because she was a great addition. She was a great addition.
I can't wait
I
for the reference episode.
I was gonna ask you, Dustin. I was gonna ask you, do you want to do that next week?
Now here you go, giving me the thing for next week in front of everybody. You know we could have went to the bathroom and talked about it. But yeah, I'll do it. Fuck that reference episode coming next week, like the hot
okay,
sign
bet.
At Krispy Kreme. Yeah.
P.S. I'm so mad I left Harlem and there's a Krispy Kreme there now.
Yeah,
I'm
but so it's where? On 125th. It's on 125th and like St. Nick.
What?
Right by
Since
that Popeyes.
When?
Yep. I don't know. All I know, I was riding by there and I seen that line outside of Krispy Kreme and I was like, y'all, I cannot believe y'all did this to me.
There's a line. Of course, yeah. There's a line.
Yeah, and there's a sign.
I ain't doing no quarantine Krispy Kreme.
Oh shit! Because I'm supposed to go up to Harlem for like the first time all year, practically. Well, not all year, but I guess since March, pretty much all year.
Right.
Well, when you're going, so I can walk past you at the Krispy Kreme and just wave.
Oh my gosh, so we could wave.
Yeah, I saw Kid Fury this week.
Oh,
what y'all did?
We kicked it. It was so good to see him. Like, it's so right? weird when you see your friends like during this quarantine shit. You really be feeling like Celia and Nettie on the goddamn Color Purple at the end. See, I was like Fury in my head, like just like Celia and Nettie was. We had so much fun.
Last week, I bumped, I biked over to see Latasha ass, and we was like, we was talking about like 2014, some shit. Like, I was like, damn, I know it's been quarantine, but we ain't got to go this far back in the capsule. Like, just talking about old shit. She was like, I know, we ain't seen each other.
You've been
so
biking?
Long. Yeah. I think I need to get a bike, because City Bike sent me that little email talking about, here's a free trial or some shit. And I'm just like, I need to get a damn bike. I can't be spending no money on no membership for this shit. Especially because where I live.
It's cleaner right now during COVID and shit. You know what I'm saying? You can get your own shit with your Asante style. I already see the color on the bike. You know, you know what? I'm going to send you, text me after this. I'm going to send you something.
But low key, I really want to get an electric bike. Because I really ain't going to ever get no motorcycle or car.
That's what Crystal got, and it's so bomb. She be vroom vrooming down the damn street while the rest of us.
If I see her ass on an electric bike, I'm telling
on your ass.
I wish you could have seen it. The day we went to get our bike, she pressed it too hard. She went, all you heard was, woo!
But now that she got that motherfucker down pat, I know she
Oh, no, she good she now. But the guy told her, he was like, you never have to put it to the highest setting because it's too fast. Like, you don't, it goes to like 28 miles per hour or some shit.
Oh, I need one of them.
And she was like, well, you know, I guess she didn't realize where it was. And she pumped them brakes, okay?
See, the city bike.
That shit had us yelling on the street.
They have an electric bike now. They have electric bike for the city bike now, but that shit does not go fast at all. So
they do? Oh, yeah, shit.
Yeah,
that's
so
crazy.
When you go to the stand, well, when you look on the app, it'll show you whether there's an electric one available or not. But there's sometimes one per station any damn way. So like it'd be the middle of the night and I get on that electric bike and I don't be zooming no damn where, but it don't be nobody on the road. So I just be kind of going. So I just be like, well, this is fun.
Yeah, I mean, it helps when you're tired, especially if you have to go uphill. But I saw that the company? Is it called Revel?
Oh, the scooters.
That got discontinued.
Oh, those scooters.
What?
I almost died on the scooters.
Let me tell you why. I noticed the motherfucker because it was toppling over. People were riding the mopeds that didn't have any idea what they were doing. And I had never seen so many, I almost said fatalities, but nobody died. You know, but it was accidents. You know what I'm saying? Every time I saw one of them scooters, somebody was falling, hitting the brakes too hard, about to turn over.
Shit.
Like it was just a bad idea all the way
It
around.
Was a
you
terrible
can't give
idea.
That much freedom.
I used one.
I didn't even realize. I honestly didn't know what that was until I moved to Brooklyn. I kept seeing the Revel mopeds. I was
parked
like, hold on,
where?
Mopeds? Where are they, though? Because I don't ever see them, like, parked anywhere. I just see the people riding
now?
With them through the street.
Oh, well, you know what?
They all in the damn junkyard because they didn't tow them up.
Why you playing, friends? I don't think that I don't think the Revel was supposed to go down to where you was in Brooklyn. Because when I looked at that map, where I picked mine up from, it was like showing me the map of where I was supposed
known
to go.
By the people that were on it.
It was showing me where I was supposed to go, and it was like, well, I can't park where I got the Revel from by where I lived. And I was like, well, damn, this shit ain't supposed to go to my zone. Well, we going to my zone because I done rented this shit. So niggas is hard headed.
I remember on my old block, I used to see city bikes.
Them stolen
the
city
building.
Bikes.
I was like, uh-uh. Mm-hmm.
I saw one, somebody tried to paint over it, and I could still see like the city bike logo. It was like one coat of paint. I'm like, niggas ain't shit. Like they didn't, they boosting city bikes
New
now.
York.
Low key, they
you
should, it's like city bikes should buy those bikes back from those people and like put them up in a museum or some shit. Cause those bikes are like, like they added value to those bikes. They didn't ruin them.
Right. Buy back the bike. Buy back the bike.
Yo, speaking of museums, did y'all see what's happening with the Whitney Museum?
They stole whose artwork are they stealing that was for charity?
What?
Joshua. Yeah,
remember we highlighted Joshua Kissy's project called Seat in Black, where all the young and like up and coming and the veterans, all the black photographers that we sweat and support on the internet all came together to sell their pictures for like $100, really affordable prices. And then 100% of the proceeds were going to like 5 social justice black orgs.
Yes, yes.
Tell me why some curators at the Whitney Museum bought 79 or something of the pictures, mind you, these are $100 pictures, and are creating an exhibit that they will be charging for. Mind you, this is a museum that has like $30 million in funding. You know what I mean?
Out of them. I hope they sue the shit out of them. That is completely misaligned with the intention of that work.
Crazy.
Blatantly.
And then
obtuse.
Have the nerve to email the individual artists, not asking, but congratulating them on being part of the exhibit at the Whitney.
Oh, without so they got actually them all the way fucked up.
Oh, yeah. They were like, we're so excited to tell you that your art piece will be in the Whitney and it's launching in 3 weeks. Could you imagine somebody emailing to tell you an art piece that you contributed for social justice support is now going to be at the Whitney as an exhibit and you're getting no compensation for it?
Nothing.
You got no consent, no consulting. No, nothing.
And that's when I would have emailed the Whitney, like Whitney Houston, and told him, kiss my ass! Okay? That's when I would have
So, of course, everyone's pissed. Everyone's shocked. Everyone's pissed. Apparently, there have been a lot of, like, issues with race and curation and artists and how they've been treated at the Whitney. So,
disgusting.
A lot of people in the art scene were tweeting that they were not surprised at all whatsoever, but I definitely wanted to highlight that this was happening because we mentioned Joshua Kissy. He's a good friend of mine.
Yes.
This is a project he put so much into to support our community. So to hear that this is what it's being swiped for is just like surreal.
That's terrible. That is so terrible. And I hope none of them are able to get toilet paper or paper towel for a long time.
You and these bounties.
Yeah, you gotta give somebody a COVID curse. You know what? I hope you can't never get no Clorox COVID cleanup curse for the next 6 months. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I wish that kind of bad on them. That's so, that's terrible.
Yo, the audacity, though, to email me telling me, you know, congratulating. Like, that's the part that bothered me the most, honestly.
So, black lawyers, you hear the call. You know what I'm saying? This is some work. You can do this pro bono and figure the rest out later. Get to the bag. Let's figure it out. You know, all the black lawyers that see this terrible injustice going on, you know, liaise with these artists, get together and figure it out because this is wrong.
And I would love to hear if there are any black lawyers listening. What case can you make against that? Because I am wondering, I did see a couple people from the art world be like, oh, well, technically it's not illegal. Mm-hmm. You know, it was purchased and
make it
they
illegal.
Didn't.
What your mama tell you when you ain't have enough money, make it enough. Well, it ain't illegal, make it illegal.
Oh, shit.
I'm just curious what case they'll have. Either way, even if, let's say, they didn't have a case, it would just be right. It would just be morally right for the Whitney to just pull this exhibit. Either
Thank
pull
you,
it
friend.
Or
exactly.
compensate the artists properly how they should be paid. Right. I think exactly. those are the two options. And, you know, now that it's all over the internet, y'all already know how internet bullying goes. I'm sure that
Let's
shit's
do
gonna
it.
Crumble.
Woo! Come on, y'all.
I'm sure it's going to crumble anyways, but sorry to those artists that, you know, were being treated that way. That always sucks. That type of exploitation is so frustrating.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, though, because it definitely deserves to be recognized. People need to know that that's going on so that they can get vocal about it. I'm so glad you mentioned that.
Shout out to Joshua. I saw he was like, wow, what a fucking morning.
Sorry,
on Twitter.
And yeah. Shout out to Mechtis. I love your name,
Mechtis.
When you first said that, I saw this in the article, an artist named, excuse me if I'm saying your name wrong, but Giancarlo Valentin. And I was laughing because his name on Twitter is You're One of Nikki's Barbs, but he's a photographer that was dealing with it and it was messed up to watch him do that. So shout out to the Whitney.
Yes.
Man, anything else you guys want to talk about before we jump out of here? I know we said we had to have a shorter episode this week.
Yeah, this is the Kevin Hart episode. But no, I just looking forward to the future, you know. Just looking forward. That's it. And I hope you guys are having a great time out there tonight on your drive home with the friend zone. This next song is going out to all the friend lovers in the house tonight, featuring Asante Smith. It's entitled, "We're Getting the Fuck Out of Here." Brought to you by the friend zone. It's your boy, DJ Dustin. We out.
Ah, we're getting the fuck out of here.
I don't know. Just be coming to me.
No, just really fast, though, because you made a short joke. It was funny until I was watching the Queen's Supreme, or excuse me, Cocktails with the Queens. Shout out to Maddie, though. And I was dying laughing because Selena Johnson was making short jokes about Tory Lanez, and it was hilarious. Because fuck you, Tory Lanez. And I just love watching the Queens. And I was watching Giselle on there, and it was actually funny to watch her on there with them. They were all having the kind of weird moments. But I just love Queen's Supreme. Excuse me, Cocktails with the Queens. I just love their little show that they got going on because it's funny to watch black women do stuff like that. And also make sure you're watching Love Country. And also make sure you shout out Michaela Coel because the show,
the finale
for I May Destroy You was fucking epic. And I just love her work.
Next week when we do the TV Man segment, I hope you talk about the finale because I was like, we got to talk about this. We so many mixed emotions.
And I'm going to watch Latasha's review first.
true. You're so funny. And Lovecraft, I was watching that at Crystal's house. Let me tell you how I have not laughed that hard in my life because you know how Crystal don't play about shit like that. I know how she is.
I'm like, you were watching it at her house. This don't even sound right.
I was on the couch and she was on her beanbag facing the other way and all she kept saying was, "This is dark-sided."
Damn, if she would let me come the fuck over, I would watch it with y'all too. Okay, Crystal, you doing me wrong, and she know I've been quarantining and being good. Tell
no,
Crystal
you have
go.
Not.
Everybody, friend,
you were just on
friend,
a flight.
Friend, no, we don't need all this noise right now. It's not the time for. It's not the time to be divisive. It's not the time to be divisive, friend. Y'all, let Crystal know she doing me wrong, and we need to regroup as a family, please. Thank you.
He has taken six flights in the past month.
I'm just going to weigh in here really fast and say, Fran, I'm going to give you one gold star for not revisiting love the way it was revisited for you earlier in the episode. And on that note.
What a hater.
Listening to the Fran
Judas
Zone.
Asante.
Love. So many things got to tell you, and I'm afraid.
Stay black and protect your magic.
Love!
And that's on I Live. All
right. Justin and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.